There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Lots to do over the next couple of hours. Of course, you're a big part of the show. The phone line and the text line. Same digits. If you're new around here, this is 251 country, but 251-343-0106. 343-0106 for a call or a text. A reminder as well, if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can use that as another way to contact us using the microphone icon on the front page of the app. You press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show. All right, as we get started on the show, of course, the story that started running yesterday was running there at the national news, TSA changing the rules here for taking your shoes off, all right, to clear security there. And the Mobile airport here in Mobile is now a keep your shoes on. I was thinking for TSA to help them market this, right? They may need a little help in the marketing world. Remember the song, if you're going to be older, child of the 80s, but remember Jermaine Dupri? I mean, not Jermaine Dupri, Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take our clothes off song. Remember that? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Okay, how about we work that we don't have to take our shoes off to have a good time? Oh, no, we can dance and party all night and then drink some cherry wine. I think you said something like that. So just some ideas for TSA out there. And as I said yesterday on the show, you'll probably have seen some big stock moves. I don't know if they're reporting about me on CNBC right now. Upon hearing the TSA decision, I moved out my big control of the Skechers company, sold that stock, and whoever makes those stupid shower shoe slide things have moved out of those as well. So big moves on Wall Street. That was because of the TSA announcement and me getting out of Skechers. I was big in Skechers, but now I'm dropping that down. All right, without further ado, good to hear from this man. And he probably had to do some TSA clearing with his clan as he was taking a little vacation. It's our buddy Cameron Smith. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean, don't you just feel safer because TSA's there to harass you?
Now, I got in this discussion yesterday with April Marie Fogel, who said it's theater. And I agree it's theater. But then she went and said, well, we don't need anything, you know. Then she came back and said, we need magnetometers. I do want some security, but yes, I agree. There's a lot of security theater that goes on clearing through, you know, with the shoes and the this size laptop and the amount of liquid in this bottle. I mean, there's a lot of, I do want some security, but I'd like to keep my shoes on.
I don't mind security. I'm not anti that, but if somebody is intent on doing harm, the probabilities that TSA is going to catch it. I read the government reports where right. They like, you know, stress test these systems.
Uh-huh.
Like, it ain't gonna stop it. And I can tell you the number of times I have accidentally packed things that are very clearly contraband. In one case, they didn't notice the spent shell casings that I had in my carry-on luggage.
Which down the islands, what island was it last year? They were arresting Americans that had, you know, spent brass in there, and they held them. I forget what island that was, but so you cleared the brass in your luggage.
Didn't catch it. Nothing.
Okay, on the flip side, now this has been a long time ago, but I know I lost a Leatherman, you know, multi-tool. I forgot that it was in a bag. I went to check it through, and they wouldn't let me run it back out to my truck. They took it. That was at Pensacola. That's probably 15 years ago, and had a buddy whose bag they swabbed because they said gunpowder residue, but it was, you know, cordite that was on it, nothing in it. But he had before transported, you know, I guess reloading equipment or something like that. And they didn't take the bag, but they gave him the shakedown. So, I mean, I can show you that you get away with everything. I get away with nothing, man.
Yeah, well, the one thing I never get away with is sunscreen. Aerosol sunscreen. They catch it every time. They're like, well, this, I mean, it's designed to protect you from the sun, but it could be a deadly weapon, so... Go figure.
Keep it just as long as you keep it off my boat because it turns fiberglass orange. But that's a whole nother show. That's a, like I've become militant about that. All right. I don't even know where to start. But let's go here yesterday. I mean, because we could go back to the Monday presser with Caroline Leavitt. But yesterday, televised cabinet meeting and on into the cabinet meeting after they've talked about the floods in Texas, all those things. A reporter, you know, people are like, I can't believe the reporter asked the question about the Epstein case. And I could play the clip again, but most of us heard it yesterday. President Trump basically saying, you're still talking about that? Nobody's talking. Who's still interested in the Epstein thing? I think this is one of the, maybe not policy, but at least for a bad look, this is one of the biggest fails yet for this Trump administration.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the fact that the attorney general comes out and says, hey, minutes of security footage are lost all the time. I'm like, what? What are you? What? And this is a situation where this is a beast of the administration's own making. Cash Patel, 100%. Dan Bongino, all those guys talked this up and said, we're going to get to the bottom of this for you. And then they're like, well, they did a big show. They had, like, the certain insiders that got binders that, like, very clearly were for show. And then we never heard anything about it again. And that, to me, is, one, how you feel a conspiracy, and two, not the transparency that we were promised. Like, pretty clearly, and now they're acting like, what, it's no big deal.
Well, that's the thing, right?
You said transparency, and you didn't deliver.
Well, that's the thing. To come out, if there was a campaign that had not, if Trump had not talked about it, and his, you know, acolytes had not talked about it, that's one thing. I'd say, okay, well, because I don't know what's there. But to say it's this, you know, big thing and we're going to get this, we're going to get MLK and JFK and Epstein and all this, and then he should have just said, listen, we looked into it and we didn't have anything. But to him to turn around and stop Pam Bondi and say, let me interject here, who's talking about Epstein? I bet you can go on his Truth Social site and see people talking about Epstein. So I don't know why he said that. I mean, that's just a fail.
Yeah, well, I mean, this, again, there's a whole grifter class based around a lot of this stuff, and that they got roped in on it, and then they're not holding the administration accountable for what's clearly obvious, an about face. And look, normally I try to tamp down conspiracy theories. This is one I feel obligated to fully support and say, oh no, now you're telling me that rich and powerful people cover for other rich and powerful people. You know, look, the probabilities are very clear that, hey, this was likely a suicide. But it's something that a lot of people, particularly a lot of Republicans, took seriously, because there were a lot of people, powerful people, that were tied up with Jeffrey Epstein. He's dead. His sort of lieutenant has a 20-year prison term, and nobody else has gotten touched by this. And that, to me, that's the bigger shock here, whether it was suicide or not. The bigger shock here is that nobody else has been pulled in for improper behavior, illegal behavior here, other than Epstein and what is it, Ghislaine Maxwell or whatever her name is.
Ghislaine. Yeah, which, by the way, I think she gets out early and Diddy only serves like 6 months and then they have a collab. I'm just saying, I'm throwing that out there, that there's going to be a...
That freak off is going to be wild.
It's going to be... Think about it that way. You know, if, because it's fair enough to say, and I've said this since the beginning, if somebody's on the flight manifest, doesn't mean they did anything wrong. But that does give a chance for investigators to go, you know, Mr. Smith, you're on the flight down there on next, so we're going to ask you questions about what happened, this and that and the other. Okay, I would like to know, they don't have to even give, they should come out and be open and say, okay, we did the investigation, we went down the list, every one of these jokers, you know, he's in a full investigation, because it's fair. If you put somebody's name out there, they're going to get, if they were not guilty of it, they're still going to have the scourge of being on that list. But they should go through there and say, hey, we and did our due diligence there. Number two, for Attorney General Bondi to say, well, there's child pornography. We're not going to release that. Well, of course you're not. But that doesn't mean you can't say if there was an adult in the thing. We don't need it released. We need you to say, was there a grown person in there with them? I mean,
yeah, I mean, they're treating us like fools. Like, we can't tell the difference between you not releasing child pornography and you not telling us who's engaging in unlawful conduct with minors. Like, that's one of the areas.
It's a non sequitur. I mean, it really is. It's like, mom and dad find beer in my truck when I'm young. And I say, you know, Hitler was a bad dude. Okay, right. We agree with you, Sean. Why were the Meister brows in your truck? I mean, it's
like, right. And the issue here is, I have no quarter for anybody that messes with kids, that messes with underage people. Like, that's one of the big, on my list of crimes, mm-hmm. that's at the top of the list of if you mess up a kid, then we should come after you tooth and nail. And mm-hmm. he's sort of like, well, you know, there were people there, and we got to be real careful. No, you don't. If you've got any evidence that an adult were engaging unlawfully with minors, you prosecute them.
Yep.
And then that's yep. very public.
And people say, well, what if it gets so-and-so? I don't give a damn who it gets. Like, right. There's, yeah, Gareth, like, you know, let's go to my Rand Paul and Thomas Massey. If they're on their hell, get them. I don't care if they did something wrong.
Yeah, this should be politically ambivalent. And what it's telling us is it doesn't pass the sniff test, because it makes it look like there's folks the administration likes that are implicated here, and they're really handling it with kid gloves. Now, that may not be the case, but it sure looks that way. Let's
probably
call it what it is.
Probably shouldn't say kid gloves, but the spin is, too, I heard people, I guess, read last night, people are like, well, Trump is using this information, holding it to be able to, you know, get people to vote a certain way and change. No.
No.
Even,
no.
First of all, I don't believe that's true, but if it was true, still no.
If Donald Trump knows that somebody is engaging in unlawful activity.
Or did.
With a child.
Yes, or did.
Like, you know, you don't use that as political leverage. You prosecute him.
Correct.
Like, this isn't like, hey, I saw you with, you know, somebody, not your wife.
Right.
This is a child, you know, an underage kid. Unlawful conduct. You don't mess around with that. If he is, that's shameful. But again, it's just this air of a lack of transparency, which is what they said that they would deal with. So this is really disappointing.
All right. I think total agreement there. Let's also do an update here, like play our hit records here. I saw you tweet or retweeted about this. The Peterson Foundation had this federal spending in the future will be driven by increases in healthcare programs, Social Security, and, oh yeah, y'all, interest on the national debt. Sounds like they're catching up with us, man.
Yeah, and it's this big, beautiful bill. I tweeted out, and I just said, I let folks know, I'm going to personally benefit. I have like a million kids in my house, so that child tax credit, some of the business stuff, like, it's going to help me personally. I financially will be better off because of this bill, and my kids and grandkids will be worse off. And that's the kind of thing that we've got to just wrangle with at some point. I'm interested to see. I'm willing to hear Elon Musk out in this America's Party, because I've long thought that there's not a whole lot of difference from a fiscal standpoint between Democrats and Republicans right now. It's just, how are we going to deficit spend, not will we? And so if there's a party that comes out that's like, we want to minimize government's role in your life and in the economy, then I'll play ball.
Yeah, I've said that for the longest time. When deals are made on spending bills in the House, in the Senate, when it's made, it's not reduction, it's addition. In other words, you know, the Republicans say, well, I don't know. I mean, y'all want to spend on all these, you know, poppycock, you know, feel good policies and waste all this money on monkeys on cocaine or whatever it is. So we're going to let you do that, but we're going to increase spending on what we want to. Instead of saying, no, we're going to take a lick on this one. You are not spending the cocaine monkey money, and we're not getting this extra thing, you know, that's an add-on for the military that we don't need.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't do that. It's always addition. The deals are always, okay, you get what you want, but I'm going to get something, versus saying, you know what, I'm not going to get what I want this time, and neither are you.
Right, yeah, and I will always support allowing Americans to keep more of their money in their pockets. However, the corollary is if I'm letting you keep more money, that's money I can't spend. And so you got to have the spending cuts to match the tax cuts. And Republicans act like, well, no, we don't. Like, we just cut other stuff. Like, tax cuts are free. Well, yeah, okay, but we're playing a dumb game because it's we're taking that revenue away from the government, letting people keep it. You know, it's the spending has to go with it, though. And we struggle with that. We just do.
For sure. A lot more to talk about. We'll pick it up next week. Reminder to folks, too, I know you're probably working. Are you diligently working on my Daniel Boone movie? No, but you are working on something else. But
we've got several projects in the hopper. You know,
Daniel Boone, listen, it's I'm telling you, it's going to be a huge. I mean, you talk about the Ballad of Davy Crockett. Daniel Boone's going to win this thing.
I think Daniel Boone could be great, but I've got a surprise coming for you, Sean. I have, through the magic of AI and with my writing talent, I've got some football songs that I have created, and they're coming to a streaming service near you very, very quickly.
Lord help us.
The best hit. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hit. Lord. It's called Run the Damn Ball.
B-A-W-L ball. Can't wait for that. And people do want to check out Ballad of Davy Crockett. Where do they watch it?
You can watch it on Prime and Google Play, everywhere you stream. Come follow me on X at D. Cameron Smith, and let's have a conversation.
Let's do it. As always, brother, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, bud.
All right, there goes Cameron, and we're coming right back, just us, for a segment at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
12:25 at Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Any time of year is a good time to get my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to your storage unit, to your home, you know, to a garage that's filled up. But wherever you got junk, you need it gone. But I don't know if y'all realize it's July in South Alabama. Sure, nicer to have somebody else lifting that stuff and carrying it out and getting rid of it than you, so you can make that happen. Get rid of the junk with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and it's as easy as picking up the phone. Their name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or do what I've done in the past when I've used them. I go to the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Either way, they're going to find the day that works for you, the time that works for you, and set an appointment. Then you show up, they're there, you just point the junk you want gone. That's all you do. You say, I want that, and all that stuff are there, and some of those things, whatever. And they'll quote your price right there on the spot. You say yes, and get to work, get it done right then, and it's out of your life. So check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call my buddy Trey, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, to the text line, Jeff from Spanish Fort says, lottery for prisons, bridges, and roads, Alabama would stand out of the crowd. You know, Jeff, that started as maybe a bit of satire of mine years ago about the gambling discussion, lottery discussion. But I was like, hey, if we're going to do something here, why don't we make it prison lottery? That's, you know, all the money goes to build the prisons. Terry said, if the government doesn't protect the people, then eventually the people will go back to beer for my horses style justice. Glenn, just traveled through Europe. They didn't make us take our shoes off. This was prior to a TSA announcement. There you go. It's a happening thing. Any children of the 80s, remember that song? I mean, I'm thinking, I'm just trying to help TSA with a public service announcement. Remember, it was Jermaine Stewart? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. And just put shoes. We don't have to take our shoes off to have a good time. So I'm just working it through right now. Some of y'all can help me. We'll write this song and give it to the TSA. David in Fairhope says, Sean, you know the guy at the gun show with a table full of pocket knives confiscated by TSA is always popular. Not popular. Well, I mean, it's not his fault. But yeah, I lost a Leatherman at Pensacola. And I mean, honestly, that's like 18 years ago or something like that. And it still hurts, man. It hurts. Michael said, Trump's Epstein crap is ridiculous. To berate folks for wanting answers and then announcing they're still deeply investigating the Steele dossier was really a bad look. Makes people think he's only going after what he wants to, and Epstein being a foreign asset of Israel is probably why it's not important to him anymore. But you know one of the things he could have done there, even that being true? He could have just not added that thing yesterday. Are people still talking about it? Why? Why? Doesn't have Meta. Meisterbrow? That got me like John Young dropping a Yo Mama. Well, since John and I hang out a lot, that probably in our vernaculars, both your mama jokes and Meister Brown and in Milwaukee's best light. I didn't ever use that argument to mom and dad. Hey, we found you had, looks like you had beer in your truck. Well, Hitler's a bad guy. How about that? Okay, we agree with you, Sean. Now, what about the beer in your truck? Let's see. This unnamed texter. Oh, no, it's not. It's Ricky. Hey, Ricky. Ricky says, Sean, Trump. Let me go. Okay, I have to go back here. I know a lot of this is in pictures and hieroglyphics, but first up here, Zionists had us buy the stuff from Epstein Island. Ricky knows. Ricky, are you talking about yourself in third person now, like Bob Dole used to do? Then said, Sean, Trump paid millions in hush money from girls and boys claiming Trump raped them. That's Ricky as well. Then all of the media gets paid to lie to the people every day. I want in on that money, man. Give me that money. If I'm going to lie to people, I need to get paid for it, right? Then comes back, I totally disagree. Trump has paid millions to hide his crimes from raping kids. Trump just grabs them by the private parts. Ricky, you're on a roll here. Plus, I got pictures, hieroglyphics to go with it. All right, we get back to some text here throughout the rest of the hour, plus Erica Thomas from 1890 News. It's all straight ahead.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Our phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. And Lisa, you're welcome, said that now the song is in her head the rest of the day. I did some more work on it during the news break there, Lisa. So this is Children of the 80s, remember, Jermaine Stewart, We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off song. So I'm working on something for TSA. So we don't have to take our shoes off no more to get on an airplane. Yeah, yeah. We can dance and party all night at the Delta Sky Club and drink some Cabernet wine or something like that. It's something I'm working with right now, trying to come up with something. It's going to come together. It's going to gel. And also our conversation we had in the first half hour, continued conversation, about the Epstein thing. I did remember a joke I saw last night. It goes this way. So a man dies and goes to heaven. He gets there. He asks God, God, who really killed JFK? God replies, it was Lee Harvey Oswald, and he acted alone. The man pauses and then says, wow, this goes even deeper than I thought. With that, we bring on Erica Thomas from 1819news.com. Hello, Erica.
Howdy, Sean.
Howdy. You remember, you're too young to remember Jermaine Stewart's song, do you?
I'm not too young to remember that. I definitely remember that. It probably has something to do with my mom, but she always liked those upbeat, like, dancing songs.
Yeah.
You listen to that and don't dance.
Oh, believe me. I mean, with the parachute pants, on, I was probably dancing to that one back at the sock hop. But I'm trying to rework for TSA saying we don't have to take our shoes off now at the airport. So
That's a good point. We should all play that as we're going through.
Now I don't have to smell your stinky feet no more or put my socks on the floor. Yeah. Something like that. Working on it.
We can do the electric slide to it as we're walking through.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot. So we got the song and then we got a music video with it. This is going to be great. Mm-hmm. I think we're on to something, or I'm on something. Probably. All right. You and I talked during the news break there. And you can read Erica's stories over at 1819news.com. But I'm looking at the different stories you have. And I keep reminding folks, even though there's a lot of focus on the Mobile mayoral race, which valid, but municipalities all over the state and down here are having elections. So it's not just Mobile in the mix. You have a couple stories here from Baldwin County. And then you're also talking about the importance of voting locally. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, and for anybody, really, all elections are important. Municipal elections are extremely important. And I did talk to the Baldwin County Republican Party chair Chairman Kathy Morlock, and she was kind of explaining how, even on the local level, these elections can impact all the way up to the president's race. I mean, everything starts local. Everything's here. The decisions, the policies that are made, they really matter. And I've always said that, you know, I used to say, I'm going to run for city council one day when I was younger, before I started reporting on city council meetings. When I started doing that, I said, you know what? Every single person that puts themselves in that position is just a special type of person to do that job. It's so difficult, even hyper-local, small towns, big towns, you name it. There's always going to be so much that they have to sift through, that they have to look at. You know, they have challenges from all over all sides of everything, no matter, it's not a partisan race, so they don't have to say if they're Republican or Democrat, but especially in Alabama, we have a very conservative voter base, so they want to make sure that they resonate with those constituents, but at the same time, knowing you're in a town with diverse views, values, you have to take everyone into consideration when you're in that position. And it's one of the easiest positions to be in to get called out, yelled at, because people can see you face to face. You have these council meetings, and you are, you know, right in front of your constituents, and that's an open meeting. So, you know, I just say God bless every single council person for doing what they do, because it would be a hard job. Same thing with the mayor's races. And we do have some heated races over here in Baldwin County, whether it's mayoral or the city council candidates. There's just been some hot topic issues. For example, in Fairhope, we have challengers for every race except for the mayoral race. And one of the hot topics that people there are talking about are the library issues that we've seen. You know, Fairhope Public Library lost their APLS funding for now. It's paused due to the inappropriate materials that board deemed were available to the juveniles there, whether it's in the children's section or the teen section. And so that's been a really hot topic in Fairhope. And I think that is going to is going to play a big role in this August 26th municipal election. So
what ability do they have to make a difference in that, right? Because it's the library board. I mean, you report on this extensively, so educate me. I mean, how much of it is under the dictate of the state and locally? Like, if you're elected a county commissioner or a city councilor, can you make a difference in what happens in the library?
Well, it definitely depends on the setup of the library, but a lot of these are funded through the city council. So they definitely have a part in, you know, making decisions. The board members are selected by the council. So they definitely in Fairhope have that control. So I think it's important for constituents to know what their views are on this. Do they align with the views of the people in the city? Are they going to take a stand and make the right decisions when these situations come up? Because this is a situation that's going to be ongoing. You know, libraries get new books all the time. And so we're going to always be watching for those issues to come up. And what is this candidate going to do when it happens? And so I recently, just this week, sent out a 3-question survey to every candidate about, you know, how would you deal with this? What are your thoughts on it? Do you think that the people of Fairhope largely are concerned about this? Because in the past, I've been told, you know, I don't think it's really a big deal to most people in Fairhope. But I have heard from a lot of people in Fairhope on both sides of the issue, and I think there's a lot of passion from both sides on this issue.
So are you going to have like a list for us to see how they all respond?
Yes, and I, you know, copied and pasted their answers directly. So there's no me adding anything. There's not any type of you know, this is what they say. You will read exactly what they read me, typos and all, or what they sent me, typos and all. I didn't change anything.
Good.
And you'll see the questions on there. You'll see each candidate. And then the three questions, and under the questions will be their answers. And that is that. That is how they answered. So I think it'll be interesting for people. I love this idea of really giving some basic but detailed questions to get these detailed answers on exactly how the candidates feel about different issues. And I hope to do more of that, you know, not just on the library issue, but maybe on other issues, because really some of the local questions that I have a statewide value. And so that's kind of an example of this Fairhope situation. And that's important for people to see and recognize and to be able to know what their candidate thinks. And you know, later on we can use this as an accountability issue. Well, you mm-hmm. said during your campaign you would do this, but you're doing this. So I think this is one of the benefits of having the platform of 1819 is I get to share with everybody exactly what these candidates think before. So you can go to the polls educated and know, you know, some people can't make it to the meet and greets with the candidates. Some people don't really even know where to look on who's running, but we have all of that covered for you, 1819news.com. And this survey results, they will be coming out very shortly, probably today around 2 o'clock, if not tomorrow.
This is, and I enjoy reading that. We do that on the mm-hmm. air. I think what I tell folks a lot is, one of the reasons we exist as a radio station, we pay a lot of attention to Montgomery, where changes that were happening with so much coverage of national, right? And so many people who will consume Fox News or whatever at night, and they know about these national issues, but you ask them about something at a municipal level, county level, state level, and they just didn't know. They didn't, because there wasn't the reporting on it. So, you know, what y'all are doing, what we're doing, what other entities out there are doing, filling that in, and that's important. I do agree. The fact that you can holler at them, you shouldn't holler, you should be polite, but the fact that you can actually talk to somebody who you voted for, didn't, you know, an elected official at a local level, day in and day out means more to your life, I think, than what happens in Washington. And not that Washington's not important, but, you know, that it's why I've always said I think the job of a city councilman or a county commissioner is a pretty darn good training platform for being a member of the federal legislature, because you're used to saying, okay, my constituents are in my ear about fill in the blank, right? And now I got to work on this, versus being from the executive side.
That's true. And that's a whole other point that's really good to make. You put these people in office, they could go further up the chain. I mean, this is their stepping stone here on these municipal elections. So it is important to really pay attention. And most every city now, it's so easy to find out who's running for what, because you can just go to their website. They have posted who qualified to run for each municipal election. So you can go online and you can find them. And then a lot of times they have like a Facebook page or Instagram page where they're sharing things that are important to them. You can kind of do your own research. So I think the internet, although it's not the best thing in the world for everybody in every situation, for elections, it can be really good, because you don't have to depend on some, you know, slanted report. You can go see things for yourself. And it really is so important for everybody to get involved.
Absolutely. So Reed was up there already. And then you said the tease here about 2 o'clock this afternoon, that'll be posted up.
Yeah, we'll see how the Fairhope City Council candidates are reacting to questions that we've asked about the library funding and possible inappropriate materials placed in the juvenile section.
Great stuff. As always, Erica, we appreciate it. And people want to reach out to you online beyond just going to the website. You're on X. What's your handle there? I know you got it memorized now.
It's at Erica T News. And send me a message if you have any story ideas or something that you want to get to the bottom of.
Great stuff, Erica. We'll talk next week.
God bless. That's your game. Still, I'm
not a piece of meat. Stimulate my brain. Are you listening, TSA? I'm working this up here. All right, 1248, coming right back. News coming up next. Take my hand. Let's hit the floor.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:51, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And want you to check something out. So we talked about this last week. It's a big, beautiful bill. Change at first, I think it was called the Short Act, that was going to remove any kind of tax stamp for silencers. We call them suppressors. People call them silencers. Some people call them dogs. I call them canines. It's a Trump line. It went through modified. So the regulations are still there, but the fee is not there. So you still would have, because somebody said, oh, well, you don't have to. No, you still have to get the go-ahead from the feds to get your silencer. And this is something I told you I just thought about for years and just didn't get it done until my buddy Jeff at Stone Arms said, hey, man, you need to come in here, look at the shop. We've got a kiosk in here in the shop, and he's on airport right past Snow. And you walk in there, and everything that had taken me a year and a half to not get done, like fingerprints and the picture and then the filling out the form and all, I got done in 20 minutes at his shop. That's it, 20 minutes. And then hit the email, the send, it sends off. Within 2 weeks, I got my green light to get my silencer. So if you've been toying with that idea for years and going, ah, it's just too much trouble and it's going to take me forever, it's not. It doesn't take forever anymore. And when you go in and use the kiosk there at Stone Arms, Jeff says it's 30 to 45 minutes to get it done. And maybe that's safer to say, but I got it done in 20 minutes. I mean, 20 minutes out of your day in there and BSing with the guys and having a good time and getting that filled out. So if you wanted a silencer all these years, they got them, and they got your way to get your green light from the feds to get them. In addition to big selection of the silencers and rifles and pistols and all kind of great stuff out there, plus a fantastic gunsmith that can do the work. If you already have a rifle, you want to put that silencer on, they can do the work. You have one that want to get a new rifle that goes with it and fit it all together, and the optics, they can do that as well. Like I said, same people that gunsmith on my, what do we call them, modern sporting arms, did the gunsmith work, fantastic work on my grandfather's 1936 32 caliber Marlin lever action and everything in between. Great folks. Online, stonearmsinc.com, but go see the crew in person just a little bit west of Snow on Airport Boulevard. All right, to the text line here. seems like you got something going here. Jeff, that is actually brilliant. And if I can send this to my daughter, because Jeff said you could start a TikTok challenge with we don't have to take our shoes off in the TSA line. That's a pretty good idea because she's got all this stuff on her phone where the TikTok, they do all the dances and all the stuff. I could do that. I don't have TikTok, but she does. I'm going to see if she can get that done for me. Doesn't have Meta, understands my musical taste as well. He said, what about Run DMC for the TSA? My Adidas go through TSA and on my feet is where they stay. See, we get a whole series of this. Brilliant. We're going to put an album out of these songs. We're trying to help TSA tell folks now they don't have to take their shoes off and stink it up. Michael says, I would love Erica to do a survey like that with, and Erica, if you're listening, here's Michael. I would love Erica to do a survey like that with Mobile's mayoral candidates asking related to Section 8 government, AKA affordable housing. It's good to do the one question. I mean, it takes a while. But it is interesting to do the format that way. Instead of having, like, say you did a story, you had one candidate answer five questions or six questions, to do six stories with all candidates answering one question, right? I think that is pretty, good. Let's see. Pat says AI is your friend here, Sean. Yeah, and I started using it the other day. I'd say the other day, about a month ago, messing with it back in my office. I may see if it... Dalton can show me how to ask it to make me a song. Let's see. This is Terry says, you see, where Ricky gets it wrong is that the solar flare have redistributed the Earth's magnetic field. It's going to shift the poles 180 degrees. And the talking cat said it was the Bilderbergers, not the Zionists, who ran Epstein and shot Trump and then replaced him with a double while he was under the Secret Service, and Butler. Well, there you go, Terry. That makes sense. As much sense as things TSA does. Let's see. Jerry said, did you put a can on the old Marlin? I did not. That rifle So same one my grandfather used to carry in a scabbard on a horse, then carried on a tractor. When I inherited it, farming people, y'all know what I'm talking about. It was held together with electrical tape because it was just a tool, right? It wouldn't. And for the gunsmith there with stone arms to restore it like they did, I smile about it. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's see. This is more memes and hieroglyphics. Here's Ricky. We need a new God-fearing state or country, like buying Alabama for Christians to live in without persecution. If you think it's bad in Alabama, you ought to go somewhere else. This is not – travel some and see. Unnamed texter, I don't know who it is, but you made me laugh, said TSA stands for the Shoe Authority. Maybe there's a story about that. Jason says, I believe Dan Bongino is an honorable guy, and perhaps he's not totally done with the Epstein topic. He is an Auburn fan, though. Laugh out loud. I know he is. I wouldn't give them such grief if they hadn't made such a big deal about it, you know? And that's what I'm getting at. If there hadn't been a campaign and discussion of all this, I wouldn't be. If Trump would have said, well, nobody's talking about Epstein, I'd just gone right past it. But this is getting cut with the knife you sharpened, right? And I've got to point it out. Well, I think it's a bad look for the lots. Doesn't mean that somebody sent me something last night. Well, that means you're against. Or your continued discussion of Trump and Epstein means you're against Trump's other. I said, yeah, that's the silliest thought process ever. No. But on this one, he screwed up. All right. Coming back next hour, I see him out in the green room, which is not really green. It's tan around here. My buddy Jonathan McConnell from Meridian U.S., a Marine who tasked his other Marines with securing vessels all over the world from pirates. And what about Houthi rebels, etc. Well, we're going to talk to him about this lay of the land and the sea over there right now. He joins us in just a couple minutes after the news right here on Midday Mobile.